Cavs Media Day on Monday was kind of the first look at this new Cavs team. What were some of your takes from it?
Well, the exciting thing for me, first of all, was that the Cavs announced and then talked about they expect Isaiah Thomas to be back in January.
Okay.
That was a faster timetable for return than we anticipated. Because remember, Isaiah had that hip injury. He hurt his hip. He said originally March 13th. He hurt it when a couple players fell on him. Came back and played. And then finally, if you remember, in the middle of the Cavs series, he couldn't play anymore.
Right.
So he had torn the labrum area of the hip, and there were some other issues. Now, if you remember, after the Cavs traded Kyrie and picked up Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder and some other things, it was like Isaiah may never be the same. He may be out for a long time.
Exactly.
All this stuff, all the dire predictions. So in terms of good news, that was it. Furthermore, I was talking to some Cavs people, and they are making that timetable conservative. In other words, it's not like they want any rush. Whether it comes back in January or February, they don't care. They want him to be 100% and play about 25, 30 games at least with LeBron and those guys, what, getting ready for?
For the playoffs. That's what they want to bring him in for,
that's
really.
What they want, right, to have that.
Okay.
Because it's hard if he would just come back in early April and now let's try to play together here. Because by then the team's personality would be set and how they're going to play. So that was encouraging.
Okay.
Secondly, you watched LeBron talk about basketball, and over half of his 45 minutes were basketball-related.
Mm-hmm.
Twice he said, this may be the most complete team I've ever had.
What does he mean by that?
Depth of roster. And he talked about how certain guys can play defense. He said he's been working out all summer with Derrick Rose, the guy they signed as a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, Rose was a MVP 1 year with the Chicago Bulls. He has had two knee surgeries since and some other issues. But as he kept saying, he goes, I never thought I'd play with D. Rose. He goes, D. Rose is ready to go. See, Derrick Rose worked out most of the summer with LeBron after he signed with the Cavs. He played 64 games last year with the Knicks, averaged 18 points. So he's a point guard.
Okay.
Isaiah Thomas is a point guard. Now, you can say they both have history of injuries. But odds are, I think they're thinking at least one of them will be healthy for one of the games. And when healthy, you know, they both are all-star players.
Yeah, okay.
So, and you could tell LeBron, how do you think he felt about Kyrie?
Not too good.
Do you remember what he kept calling him?
What did he call him?
Well, the kid.
Oh, the kid, really?
Yeah. Well, I told the kid. I tried to give the winning DNA to the kid.
Okay.
He said, and I was ready to turn over the keys to the car when the kid was ready. And he was, I'm going, you know what he's reminding him? You weren't leading this team.
Uh-huh.
Don't kid yourself.
Okay.
And I think this has LeBron. What do you think he's ready to do right now?
He's fired up.
Yes, he is. This may not be the worst thing, Amanda,
this
whole Kyrie thing, because it created a sense of newness. They had real complacency last year during the regular season. Remember how deplorable the defense was, and they were just still taking bottles from the championship trophy the year before.
Totally.
Well, the roster's changed. So you have Isaiah Thomas needs to prove that he's on last year of his contract. What does he need to prove, Isaiah Thomas?
What, that he's still got something left?
Yeah, he's healthy.
Yeah.
And he can play.
He can make something.
Derrick Rose is on a 1 year contract, so what does he have to prove?
He has to prove everything.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And that this is. And by the way, neither one of those guys have ever been to the finals.
Uh-huh.
LeBron absolutely loves Jay Crowder, the player that the Cavs.
He does.
Yes. He went on this long. It was almost 5 minutes about Jay Crowder, of how tough he was defensively, because Crowder used to cover him when they played the Celtics in the playoffs. That he's made himself into a good 3-point shooter, and he also cuts to the basket. People don't notice this. This guy moves it out the ball. I'm going, he loves Jay Crowder. And he was not, because you could tell when LeBron's like going through the motions or LeBron's like into this.
I was just going to say, how much of this is just him spinning?
No, I think there was more. At least three different times he mentioned a new manager, Kobe Altman.
Oh, really?
And so my guess from that is Kobe Altman has done a very good job communicating all summer with LeBron and LeBron's people on what was coming. you know, getting input. Not that LeBron makes the trades, but hey, what do you think of Jay Crowder? Or like they signed this guy, Jeff Green. What do you think of Jeff Green? You know, checking on all that. So they're going to have some issues, but I have to admit, the regular season now becomes far more interesting with this group of players than it was a year ago. That's what came out of there, but it was one of the more interesting media days we've had in a long time.
Well, and LeBron did kind of say, I still want to stay in Cleveland and retire here.
Right, but then he also turned around and said, you know me, when my contract's up, I don't make those decisions till next summer, so I'd put no stock in that.
Okay.
When it comes to LeBron, remember this, LeBron doesn't make a big decision until he has to make the big decision. He always waits, because in the NBA, he knows how things could change so quickly. I want to find the person. When the Cavs walked off the court, it was in Game 5 in Oakland, and the NBA like season ended,
yeah,
that at this point, Kyrie Irving would be in Boston. Isaiah Thomas would be in Cleveland. Oklahoma City would have Paul George and Carmelo Anthony. Exactly. We just got Jimmy Butler in Minnesota. You go right down the line. In fact, most of the people covering the league were getting it all wrong.
So you cannot make any speculations at
right.
this point.
Right. So what LeBron is going to do in July of 2018, based on what we're hearing at the end of September of 2017. I mean, I might as well guess when the next eclipse is coming. I'll have better odds of being right.
All right, Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.